shiny wings, and it won't bite you or sting you or anything, but you'd see it around a lake or stream. It's about this long or so. And it's real delicate. It'll fly around, and maybe if you're fishing, it could land on top of your fishing pole.
They call them snake doctors.
Okay. Any other name for them?
I never didn't know nothing else, but they just said snake doctor.
Okay. And something that hops around in the grass.
Hoppergrass.
Okay. And something that that's supposed to carry malaria.
Malaria? Well, I hear folks say ticks do.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something that flies, though.
Flies.
You know, say if you went, sometimes in the summer, if you went out fishing or something and you didn't put some insect spray on you.
Mosquitoes.
Okay. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, yellow jacket, wasp.
How many of those would be in a nest?
Ooh. Be millions.
Millions of?
Yellow jackets.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be million of bees.
Uh-huh.
And sometime you can find about 10 and 12 wasps to a nest.
Where do the yellow jackets build their nests?
In the ground.
Mm-hmm.
In old rotten logs.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a chunk.
Mm-hmm. What about something that builds a nest like this?
A hornet.
Mm-hmm. They sting you pretty bad, don't they?
They really will.
What about something that builds a nest out of mud or dirt?
Mud and dirt. Dirt dog.
Okay. Do they sting?
They won't. You can catch one and mash him, he might, but sting you, bite you, but
mm-hmm.
other words, he won't bother you.
Mm-hmm. What about, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, up in the corner, you might find a...
dust.
Yeah, or it might be a...
spider web.
Okay. What about something like that outside, maybe across a bush?
Spider web.
Okay. Do you call it a spider web whether it's inside or out?
Sure.
And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the?
Roots.
Okay. Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Well, I sure have. I had a lady say you get some, I never didn't know what tree though. But I hear her say you could get some roots on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear her say you could get some grass,
mm-hmm.
what they call fever grass.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good.
For fever?
For fever.
Do you remember using any homemade medicines yourself? When you?
I've taken some fever grass medicine.
Hmm. Does it work very well?
It's fine. It's natural.
What does it look like, the fever grass, do you know?
Well, it's kind of got little leaves like a clover or something.